The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the August 3rd, 2026 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. Today's first article, the latest, General Hospital finally reveals what happened to Scott Baldwin, by Mara Levinsky. One of the greatest unanswered mysteries on General Hospital, where is Scott Baldwin, was finally resolved in the Thursday, July 30th episode of the show as his daughter, Serena Baldwin, returned to Port Charles. In the episode, Serena made a surprise appearance at the Metro Court and enjoyed a warm reunion with her mother, Lucy Coe, and Lucy's best friend forever, Felicia Scorpio. Felicia asked after Serena's father, and Serena replied, "Dad's living his best life in the Key West," adding that he was spending his time kayaking and hunting for the best key lime pie. Scott's whereabouts had been unknown for viewers for nearly 2 years. The beloved character, played by Ken Schreiner, on and off since 1977, was last seen on the air August 16, 2024, and it's fair to say that he was not given a send-off befitting such a long-running and iconic Port Charles figure. In what would be his final episode, Scotty met with Clement, the hospital pharmacist involved with tampering with Sonny Corinthio's bipolar medication, at a warehouse and told him he was there to escape Sonny's likely murderous wrath. Scott announced that they were going to Spoon Island and excused himself to snag snacks for their voyage. While Scotty was fetching refreshments, Jason Morgan descended upon the warehouse, and when Scott returned and saw Jason, he dropped the snacks and darted off. He then called Ava Jerome and FBI agent John Cates that Jason had caught up to Clement. On August 27th, Scott's daughter-in-law, Elizabeth Weber Baldwin, broke the news to his former lover client, Heather Weber, that Scott had left town indefinitely because a big case had fallen into his lap, and she assumed, which left Heather without an attorney. That was the last concrete update given to viewers about Scott's sudden absence, and while GH never commented on Ken Schreiner's status with the show, the actor posted on X in June of 2025 after his dressing room was reassigned to Jen's Austin Astrup, writing, "This day comes for all actors Ken who, all you can do is wash it down with a martini and know what people want to take a picture of with you every day, and I had great run thanks to General Hospital fans for decades of support." Are you hoping Scott will return to Port Charles? Let us know what you think. In our next story, from The Young and Restless, The Young and Restless names Jamie Giddens and Dan O'Connor as head writers, by Mara Levinsky. The Young and Restless has been searching for a new head writer since Josh Griffin stepped down in June, just a short time after relinquishing his duties as executive producer. The Young and Restless has now found his successors in Jamie Giddens and Dan O'Connor, who will share head writing duties. The news of Giddens and O'Connor's hiring was first confirmed by TV Insider. Both Giddens and O'Connor are established presence in the daytime world. An avid soap opera fan, Giddens became a co-owner of Daytime Confidential in 2007 and both wrote and podcasted about daytime dramas for the site. He then created the primetime drama Ambitions, which ran on OWN from 2019 to 2020. From there, Giddens was a member of the Days of Our Lives writing team, serving as a breakdown writer from 2020 to 2025 and winning both Writers Guild of America and Daytime Emmy Awards for his work. He also worked on Days of Our Lives streaming spinoff Days of Our Lives Beyond Salem. He left Days in 2025 to become a breakdown writer on Beyond the Gates. He is currently nominated for 2 Daytime Emmys, one as part of the Days writing team and one for Beyond the Gates. O'Connor began his career in soaps at One Life to Live as a writer's assistant. then a continuity script supervisor, and then a script writer. When One Life to Live was canceled in 2012, he joined the writing team of General Hospital, and in 2019, he was named GH's co-head writer alongside Chris Van Eaton. He served in that role until 2024. O'Connor won both a Daytime Emmy and a Writers Guild Award for his work on General Hospital. According to TV Insider, the cast and crew of The Young and Restless have been informed of the head writing change, and Giddens and O'Connor will officially start their new jobs next week. Griffin had served as The Young and Restless head writer since 2019, as executive producer from 2023 to 2025, when Sally MacDonald joined him as co-executive producer. MacDonald has been the solo executive producer since early this year, when Griffith decided to step down to focus on his writing duties. He has yet to comment on his decision to exit the show. In our next story about The Young and Restless, the latest, Chad Duhl's exes, Courtney Hope and Kristen Alderson, collaborate on the Netflix doc, Trend, by Mara Levinsky. The Young and Restless star Courtney Hope and General Hospital One Life to Live grad Kristen Alderson, both of whom were romantically linked to Chad Duhl, teamed up for their spin on the Preparing for My Netflix documentary, Trend, that has gone viral on social media in recent weeks. In a video both actresses shared to their Instagram stories, Hope and Alderson flanked Bella, the adorable pup that Alderson and Duhl had during their relationship. The clip hit all the familiar notes on the tongue-in-cheek Trend, which features people framing everyday moments as if they're about to be interviewed for a dramatic Netflix true crime documentary, typically accompanied by a serious, ominous score. Setting into the seats, as if bracing for hard-hitting producer questions, Hope and Alderson each held a glass of wine and clinked them together. In a cheers, they captioned the moment. Who's ready for the doc? Bella has her own connection to both actresses. Duhl kept the dog after his October 2015 split from Alderson. And when he and Hope later called it quits in 2021, Hope retained ownership of Bella. Alderson and Duhl's romance kicked off in 2012 when they were paired as love interests on GH. Earlier that year, Alderson had settled into Port Charles after the cancellation of One Life to Live, where as a six-year-old, she had begun playing star in 1998. Chad was so insanely welcoming, and we just instantly clicked. We were like best friends from the second I started, she recalled to Soap Opera Digest in 2019. They made the mutual decision to part ways after Alderson left GH and moved back to the East Coast. When we ended things, we didn't end things in a mean way or a nasty way, she noted to Digest in 2019. I had been toying with the idea of coming back to Philly for a while, and that was really hard on us. And there were just other things in the relationship where we realized maybe we weren't right for each other, which is obviously such a hard thing to realize when you care about someone so much. We really ended things on a beautiful note. Duhl subsequently met Hope through his former GH co-star, Brian Craig, and they began dating in 2016. By 2019, they were living together. In a joint interview with Digest, Duhl said that he considered Hope his best friend, while she shared, I just feel very thankful that we met each other and feel very lucky that it worked out. I love him with all my heart. Hope and Duhl got engaged on Valentine's Day in 2021, then tied the knot on October 23rd, but they quietly called it quits just a few weeks later. Duhl broke his silence about the breakup in 2022 as a guest on State of Mind, the mental health-themed YouTube series hosted by Maurice Bernard. It's a complicated situation, the actor said. There was nothing terrible that had happened that somebody did to anybody else. We're still on good terms, and she's an amazing person. He also revealed that despite the ceremony they'd held, we didn't actually sign anything. We weren't really, like, married, really. Hope also spoke out about the split in an Instagram post published on the one-year anniversary of her wedding. 1 year ago, I was getting ready for what I thought would be one of the biggest dreams come true in my life, she wrote. Little did I know, it was the beginning of the end. She went on to describe her time with Jewel as one of the greatest, albeit testing at times, half a decade of my life, and that their love was built through memories, patience, adventure, lessons, challenges, and laughter, a love that did not stand the test of time, and a love that will forever hold a place in my heart because it changed me. Alderson is now engaged to actor Taylor Crusoe, with whom she shares daughter Kira, born in January of 2024, while Jewel and his partner, Luana Lucy, welcomed a son, Dawson, in August of 2023. In our next article today, casting news, Days of Our Lives, comings and goings, Sammy, Carrie, Lucas, and Will set for Salem Return, by Mara Levinsky. Days of Our Lives is welcoming four fan favorites back to Salem. Allison Sweeney, Christy Clark, Brian DiTillo, and Chandler Massey are all set to reprise their roles for a major new storyline. But because of how far in advance the show tapes, the arc won't air until June of 2027. According to TV Insider, which broke the casting news, all four actors returned to the Days studio in Burbank last week to begin filming again. Allison Sweeney began playing Sammy in 1993 and has made multiple return trips to the show since departing as a full-time cast member in 2014. She told the outlet that this time around, I was a bit nervous to jump into a pretty big story. It was a lot of dialogue and emotion. Sammy's last appearance on Days took place in November of 2025, and during her time in Salem, Sammy dropped some big news. She had gotten engaged to Dante Vitale, a never-before-seen character who is the cousin of Mafia Princess Ava Vitale. Christy Clark is the most veteran player of the group, having made her Days debut as Carrie, Sammy's half-sister, in 1986 when she was only 12 years old. Carrie made a Salem appearance in June of 2025 when the show said goodbye to John Black following the death of his portrayer, Drake Hodgson. The actress now lives in England and took a step back from the show business to focus on raising her family. Clark told TV Insider that she and Sweeney had no trouble bringing the oft-troubled sisterly dynamic between Carrie and Sammy back to life. It was like riding a bike, she declared. It's so easy. I look in Sweeney's eyes and I'm instantly transported. Daytime Emmy winner Chandler Massey played Sammy and Lucas's son, Will, from 2010 to 2014 and returned in 2017. He went off contract in 2020, but has returned intermittently since then, most recently in conjunction with Day's 60th anniversary celebration in November of 2025. Brian DiTillo, who made his Lucas debut in 1993 and has played him off and on ever since, was last seen in Salem in December of 2025. Sweeney beamed to TV Insider that working with Brian and Chandler is always so special to me and hinted that viewers should expect meaty material for the four big, long-running characters when their return unfolds next spring. It's so satisfying to have real, weighty, important scenes that will matter to people, she declared. Are you excited that Sammy, Carrie, Lucas, and Will are headed back home to Salem? What are your hopes for their storyline? Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, here's the latest. Greg Vaughn's next chapter has fans asking, is he leaving Beyond the Gates? By Mara Levinsky. Is Greg Vaughn's time on Beyond the Gates coming to an end? That's the question fans started asking almost immediately after the Daytime Emmy-winning actor, who has played Dr. Kyle Rollins on the CBS soap since December of 25, shared an emotional Instagram post that prompted immediate "Is he leaving?" chatter in the comments. My heart is full. My purpose is just getting started, Vaughn wrote, before reflecting on gratitude for my life, my family, the people who consistently show up, and the lessons that shaped me. He added, every challenge has become preparation. Every blessing has become perspective. I'm simply grateful for how far God has brought me and excited for everything that's still ahead. He then addressed the people who've supported him along the way. Thank you to everyone who's been part of my journey, family, friends, fans, colleagues. Your encouragement has meant more than you know. But it was his final line, "Here's to the next chapter," that kicked the speculation into high gear. In replies on X, formerly Twitter, and Instagram, fans openly pressed for clarity on what Vaughn meant, with multiple commenters asking whether the post was hinting that he was leaving Beyond the Gates, and a few even wondering whether it signaled a bigger career pivot, such as stepping away from acting. One comment that added to the scrutiny came from Beyond the Gates co-star Robert Christopher Riley, who wrote, "Love and miss you, buddy." Vaughn joined Beyond the Gates debuted in the recurring role of Kyle after wrapping his long award-winning run on Days of Our Lives as Eric Brady, and quickly became enmeshed in an on-screen love triangle involving Daphne Duplay's Nicole Dupree Richardson and Riley's Carlton. Even with a recurring presence, Kyle's connection to that triangle made the character feel like a meaningful piece of the canvas. Naturally, fans are also already pitching what they'd like to see next. One Instagram commenter wrote, "Time to move over to General Hospital," and a nod to Vaughn's prior stint on Port Charles as Lucky Spencer, his role from 2003 to 2009. "Come back to GH," echoed another fan on Instagram. In addition to GH's Lucky and Day's Eric, who Vaughn played from 2012 to 2025, the actor portrayed Diego Gutierrez on The Young and Restless from 2002 to 2003. Other fans are hopeful that if Vaughn has wrapped his time as Kyle, he might make a return trip to Salem as Days of Our Lives' Eric, who he played from 2012 to 2025. For now, Vaughn has not publicly clarified what he meant by the next chapter, nor has the show issued a statement about Kyle's future in the Fairmont Crest. In our next story today, check it out, the 2026 Daytime Emmy nominations, The 11 Biggest Takeaways, by Mara Levinsky. The 2026 Daytime Emmy nominations have been revealed in advance of the October 30th ceremony, and here are the 11 biggest takeaways from this year's crop of nominations for General Hospital, Beyond the Gates, The Young and Restless, Days of Our Lives, and The Bold and Beautiful. Beyond the Gates snapped 7 total Daytime Emmy nominations in acting categories, 6 of which went to Black performers. In addition, Sean Dominick and Lawrence St. Victor both scored nods in the supporting actor categories. Together, the 8 nominations for Black performers quadruple the number from 2025, when only 2 actors, Taj Bellow and Valerie Pettiford, received acting nods. A milestone moment for the lead actress category. Beyond the Gates stars Tamara Tooney and Carla Moseley's nominations in the lead actress category marked the first time that 2 Black women have been up for the award in the same year. Not only that, but their nominations double the number of Black women that have been up for this award, joining Debbie Morgan and previous winner Michelle Morgan. Beyond the Gates dominates in its first year of eligibility. Beyond the Gates premiered in February of 2025, but wasn't eligible for the nominations announced that year, which honored work from 2024. In its first year of eligibility, it came out swinging, scoring 15 nominations, including a nod for Outstanding Daytime Drama. The only soap to snag more nominations overall was The Young and Restless with 18. 15 first-time nominees break through. Voters welcomed 15 new actors into the nominees club, alongside 14 previous winners and an additional 3 past nominees. 6 of the newbies were in the category designated for up-and-comers in the soap world, Outstanding Emerging Talent, which was introduced last year, and 5 additional first-timers come from Beyond the Gates in its first year of Daytime Emmy eligibility. The remaining 4 are all soap veterans: Lawrence St. Victor, who has scored previous nominations as a member of The Bold and Beautiful's writing team; Sean Dominick, supporting actress nominee Amanda Seton; and Outstanding Guest Performer nominee Christopher Sean. Heather Tom could make history. When Heather Tom took home her last Daytime Emmy Award in 2020 for Outstanding Lead Actress, she tied the record previously set by Erika Slezak. If she took home the gold this year, she would eclipse Slezak to become the actress with the most Daytime Emmy wins in soap history. Two veterans could set Emmy records. Beth Maitland and Roger Howarth, both past winners, are nominated in Supporting Actress and Supporting Actor category, respectively. Maitland's previous victory was in 1985 in the same category, and if she wins again, it would represent the longest gap between victories, 41 years, for a daytime actress in Emmy history. Howarth won his previous Emmy for Outstanding Younger Actor in 1994 for his performance as Todd Manning in One Life to Live. If his nomination resulted in a win this year, he would become the daytime actor with the longest gap between Emmy wins, 32 years. The lead actor category is guaranteed to crown a previous winner. Each of the five actors nominated for Outstanding Lead Actor have already taken home at least one statuette. Eric Braeden has one, Steve Burton has two, Scott Clifton has three, and Kristen DeLeBlanc has three. In 2026, Daytime Emmys will have no back-to-back acting wins. None of the 2025 winners in the acting categories have been nominated again this year, so there will be no repeat wins for last year's Outstanding Lead Actress, Nancy Lee Grand, Outstanding Lead Actor Paul Teller, and Outstanding Supporting Actor Jonathan Jackson, Outstanding Supporting Actor Susan Walters, and Lisa Yamato. G.H. is missing from major acting category. G.H. got 10 acting nominations this year, but none in the Outstanding Lead Actress category. This marks the first time since 2014 that none of Port Charles' female residents scored recognition in this category. Jeff Kober receives dual Emmy recognition. Last week, Jeff Kober was nominated for Outstanding Guest Performer in a drama series for his work on HBO's The Pitt. Now he's been recognized in the very same category for his performance as Cyrus Renault on General Hospital by the Daytime Emmys. Kober could become the first actor to win two Emmys for the same category in the same year and to take home both Daytime and Primetime Emmys in the same year. Not every missing name is a snub. The nominations always come with a few notable omissions. Some powerhouse performances and major soap stars were not among this year's nominees, but a missing name does not automatically mean someone was snubbed. And finally today, the tune-in alert. Episode guide for General Hospital, The Young and Restless, Beyond the Gates, Days of Our Lives, The Bold and Beautiful, for the week of August the 3rd, by Mara Levinsky. From Beyond the Gates, on Monday, August the 3rd, Bill confides in an unlikely ally. Kate spies on Randy, Haley surprises Chelsea and Naomi, Danny and Vanessa compare notes with Anita, and Mona hustles Joey. On Tuesday, August the 4th, Haley is forced to pivot when Bill gives her a health update. Naomi snoops, Chelsea gathers intel from Caroline, and Kat tries to enlist Thomas for help. Kyle surprises Nicole, Leslie gets to know Noah, and Jacob's advice leads Isaiah towards a new approach. Leslie puts Nicole on blast in front of Carlton on Wednesday the 5th, while Tyrell's plan blows up in his face. Anita doles out a deadline for her daughter, Vernon meets with Isaiah, and Ava gets terrible news. On Thursday the 6th, Danny rattles Randy. Bill and Chelsea lock horns over Haley. Leslie and Ted clash over Ava. Andre's past catches up with him, and Nicole and Carlton come to a new understanding. Haley gets what she wants on Friday, August the 7th, while Bill is forced to rely on Caroline during a crisis. Andre seeks Smitty's help. Ted tries to comfort his distressed daughter, and Joey's sister, Heather, befriends Danny and Vanessa. And Nicole updates a shocked Kyle about a change she'd like to make in their relationship. From The Bold and Beautiful, on Monday, August the 3rd, then turns to Lee for guidance, while Elektra and Will reach a heartbreaking impasse. Carter tries to process Daphne's diagnosis on Tuesday the 4th, while Elektra tries to move on with Will, and Dylan sets her sights on Spencer family. On Wednesday the 5th, Katie and Dylan have an intense first encounter. Wyatt learns about Will's mysterious overnight guest, and Steffi offers Carter a much-needed shoulder to lean on. Bill encourages Will to look elsewhere for love on Thursday the 6th, and Katie is suspicious about Dylan's past. On Friday, August the 7th, Steffi is hopeful after arriving in Monaco. Finn experiences unexpected turbulence, and Deacon prepares to take his relationship to the next level. From the Days of Our Lives, on Monday the 3rd of August, matchmaking Philip traps Sarah and Xander together. EJ's plan for Kristen goes sideways. Raffi prepares to bring down EJ once and for all, and Belle and Chad have to put their Italy plans on hold. Sarah can't shake her feelings for Xander on Tuesday the 4th as Brady seeks Marlena's guidance. Xander is forced to confront a hard truth. Javi fears the worst for Leo, and Leo finally finds Gwen. On Wednesday the 5th of August, Lexi says goodbye. Theo opens up to Stephanie. Alex makes a heartfelt plea to Joy. Johnny hears disturbing news from EJ, and Paulina turns to Lanny for help. Holly finally learns the truth Thursday the 6th of August, while Xander and Philip's celebration comes to a crashing halt. Brady and Steve hit another dead end. Kristen pays Rachel a secret visit, and Gabby takes satisfaction in EJ's frustration. And on Friday, August the 7th, Javi refuses to back down. Leo and Gwen make a desperate move. Titan's future hangs in the balance, and Alex supports Jay when she receives devastating news, and Stephanie confides in Kayla. And from General Hospital, on Monday, August the 3rd, Jason makes a sacrifice to Danny. Elizabeth becomes privy to a secret. Carly is touched. Valentin has a warning for Nina, and Jocelyn cautions Brennan. On Tuesday, August the 4th, Brooklyn and Chase celebrate a milestone. Trina gets an earful. Carly's plan backfires. Curtis is skeptical, and Michael is anxious about his family's future. Sonny wants an answer on Wednesday, August the 5th, while Ava is struck with inspiration. Curtis's trial begins. Brooklyn wrestles with a big decision, and Lucy and Serena scheme. On Thursday, August the 6th, Sonny makes a stunning announcement. Serena makes her move. Willow faces a new threat. Isaiah takes the stand, and Lucy questions Laura. Jocelyn is taken aback on Friday, August the 7th, as Ava courts a new ally, and Jordan and Anna catch up. Isaiah vents to Lucas, and Elizabeth and Michael questions Jacinda. And finally, from The Young and Restless, on Monday the 3rd, Victor and Nikki reach an understanding about their future. Sharon helps Noah with a tough decision, and Mariah returns home. On Tuesday the 4th, Victor gives Billy a painful reminder about his past. Victoria works to keep the peace within her family, and Nick struggles with his sobriety. Victor and Nikki reaffirm their love for each other on the 5th of August, and on Thursday the 6th, Danny shares unexpected news with Cricket, and Sally tries to strike a deal with Adam, and Billy and Kane put their differences aside from Jill. Audra points Billy in the right direction on the 7th of August as Victoria and Adam work together to help Nick and Mariah meets Matt Clark. Thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peake for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.